Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Welcome to the show tonight. Chris Chadwick in the house, and let's talk smoke. I'm telling you what, I am ready to let the smoke roll tonight. Just proud to be here with you, ready to have a wonderful show. We've got several things in store. Hopefully they all come true. I'm telling you what, I want to wish y'all all a pre-Merry Christmas. I'm telling you, it's right around the corner, and guess what? Next Wednesday night is Christmas night, and I don't know yet if I'm going to do a show or not. It just really depends on where we are and what is going on, but I tell you what, that would be a special show. I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. It would be even more awesome if you would just call in and say Merry Christmas, but like I say, be watching Facebook, watching posts, and we will know a little closer to time if we'll be doing a show Christmas. So this, I'll keep you posted and keep you updated. Well, welcome, everybody. I'm sure glad to be here. I'm glad you're here listening in. Hopefully you're tuning in. You have come to BBQSuperstars.com to listen to the Let's Talk Smoke show tonight. We are
honored to have all of y'all that enjoy the show enough to say, hey, I enjoy it, I'm listening. Keep up with what's going on. I'd love to hear from you. After all, this is a show about you and the Q. It's all about what's going on in your competition team, what you're doing, what type of catering you're doing, what you're cooking, where you're going next, sauce, rubs, flavor profiles, what you love to cook, what's your favorite category. It does not matter. We love to hear from you, honestly. That is what this is all about. I wish, guys, you'd just share the post. Just get the word out, and let's just make it bigger and bigger and bigger and get some listeners, thousands and thousands upon thousands of listeners. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we like. We want to support barbecue. That is what we're here for, and that's what we do every Wednesday night right here at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Pro Let's Talk Smoke Show right here with Chris Chadwick. I give a big shout-out to all my sponsors. You know, without sponsors, it is very difficult. It's difficult with sponsors. It makes it a little easier. And, you know, thank the Lord we have some sponsors out there that want to help, whether it's me, it's you, or the other team, or another team, or another team. You know, they're out there helping each other. And, I tell you what, we just got to give a big shout-out to all the sponsors out there, regardless who they're sponsoring, because they are supporting barbecue, just like me, just like you. That's what we're all doing. You know, well, bottom line is we try to help our own, and we want to see them do good, and we want to support. Plain and simple, no rocket science behind that, no ulterior motives. You know, I'm proud to see somebody do well and make some money. Lord knows we all need to do well and make money, keep it all going well, we can go to that next comp. So a big shout-out goes to BarbecueSuperstars.com, Mr. Daryl Mask. Barbecue Superstars is the food network of barbecue on the World Wide Web, all over this nation, all over this world. There are literally thousands of videos on BarbecueSuperstars.com, a shop zone that will knock your socks off. Anything that you need is on there. Everything you want is there at BarbecueSuperstars.com. Even got a movie channel now. I catch myself going to BarbecueSuperstars.com and watching a movie. Crazy or not, that is awesome. That's what I'm talking about. It is just how we roll right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Get on board. Enjoy being a part of the Barbecue Superstars family. Give a big old shout out to Green Mountain Grills. Tell you what, I love my Daniel Boone. I use it all the time. You can, whether you're cooking one thing, two things, three things, four things, you can do it right there on the Daniel Boone pellet cooker. Nice, even temp, constant cook. I'm telling you, it's just worth the time to check into a Green Mountain Grill. Go to greenmountaingrill.com and order you a pit today. Go to a barbecue supplier, get you a pit, get you a Daniel Boone, a Jim Bowie, or go tailgating with a Davy Crockett. They all rock it out. greenmountaingrills.com. Check them out today. Got to give a big shout out to a new sponsor. Can't wait to start using them. Country Boy Pellets. I'm telling you, it's exciting. I just was able to confirm that, and I'm excited about having them on board right here with Chris Chadwick Barbecue. It's just going to be exciting to use Country Boy Wood Pellets. I can't wait to start using them at comps, using them in the backyard, on the deck. I'm going to use them. Check Country Boy Wood Pellets out. Right now, go to Facebook, look them up, like them, give them a big old hell yeah. Chris Chadwick said, told you to like them and just post up on their wall. Check them out. Let's support these guys. They're out there working, supporting us, and give them a big old shout out. MeatRake.com, GrillGrade.com, MavericHousewares.com, free staple names in the barbecue community. They have usable, awesome products. I'm telling you, something you'll use at every competition, whether it's a instant read thermometer, it's a pair of meat rakes, your shred and some barbecue to serve out the window, or a grill grate to finish off a perfect piece of beef. So they're going to work and work well. Check them out. Go online. Check them out. Order you one. If not better, order you two. Guys, I just got to say, I'm just so thankful to have these sponsors. We love to help them. They're helping us. That's what the barbecue world is about. This show tonight, we've got several things going on. We've got several callers planned to call in. Hopefully all the plans will work out and the show will be smooth tonight. We will have Eric Burkhart here. He is running for a position on the KCBS Board of Directors. He will come in and tell us a little bit about himself, what he's doing, what kind of ideas he has for the KCBS if he becomes a Board of Directors member. I'm excited to have Eric on. He was on for a few minutes last week. He's coming back tonight. Let's support him. Let's show him some love. And let's see what is going on, what he's thinking, what his thoughts are about the KCBS right now. Just can't wait to talk to him. Let's give him some support. Let's support Eric. So he'll be on shortly. We've also got some pitmasters calling in, and we're going to talk some Q tonight. I'm just excited. We got a lot of things going on. Had some big shows last week before. Of course, Barbecue Pitmasters is in the air. It's crazy. Everybody is on board. I mean, we're all making videos, sending them out, sending them in to Pitmasters, auditioning, hoping for that call. You know, it's going to be a winner. You get called, period. It is going to be exciting. I know everybody's excited about it. Everybody's making videos. I mean, I even submitted it, but I guess after the show tonight, we're going to rock it out and send it in. From the response I have had so far, everybody says they love it, they like it, but they don't want to watch it. No, really, they say it's good. I just kind of feel like the more I watch it, the more I think about watching it, I think they're doing that just to say, you know, just proverbial, yeah, it's good, come on, enter it. So we'll see, guys, we'll see what's happening. But I did make one, did have a lot of fun making it, and let's hope some of us get a call. I mean, that's just what it's all about. Maybe we will get that call. Who knows? Maybe we'll have Brian Small on tonight, and he can tell us a little more about what is going on. Casting department, he is the casting director for Barbecue Pitmasters right there on Destination America Channel. And we've had him on 2 weeks ago, and it was an awesome show. We're proud to have him on. Proud we could help support the cause, but that's what it's all about, supporting barbecue 100% any way, every way. Whatever we have to do, that's what we're going to do. So let's just keep on supporting and keep on cooking and keep on letting the smoke roll. We are going to get the studio board, the chat board up. Have chat room will be open. Number to call tonight, same barbecue number every week, 646-202-0263. Let's see. I didn't say that right. Guys, what am I thinking tonight? I'm looking at two different numbers at one time, 347-202-0263. That is a number to call. That is the one we call all the time. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm trying to multitask, pulling up YouTube, pulling up Facebook, watching Facebook. They're wearing me on Facebook right now. Studio board is up and running, and is, I'm not going to say this but once, and I'm going to knock on some wood. Smooth. I should have never said that, but anyhow, guys, call 347-202-0263, the number two call. Let's talk some smoke. Let's get it on. Let's go all wild and have a big old time. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about right here on the Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. I'm going to see if I can actually get this
going here, and maybe we might get lucky and play something that I just really didn't get enough of a while ago. I don't know. We'll see. But give us a call, 347-202-0263. I'm just looking, and I can't believe I have had a few people look at my video today. Guys, y'all tell me what you think. Old big boy in front of the camera rocking it out. Couldn't even remember what I was going to say, so I just threw the paper away and went with whatever, and it did. We shot it with one take, 3 minutes long, and tell you, had a lot of fun doing it. My daughter helped me, Presley. She got in there, and she told me what she wanted me to do, and she had a lot of fun with it. I had a lot of fun. Bottom line, we had fun together, and I sure had a big time doing it. So maybe it'll come across. Maybe it might be something that helps. I've seen several Barbecue Pitmaster audition videos already. Guys, y'all doing a great job out there. Y'all making some awesome videos. I am not a video master, so I'm telling you, I can't put one and two together and insert pictures and do that. So this right here was all one shot, one take, one deal. So we'll see what happens. I wish y'all luck. Hope you wish me a little luck. Lord knows I need some. We need some sunshine to shine down on Chris Chadwick and Hall County Cookers. Well, guys, I tell you what, I am waiting for some callers. And while I'm waiting on callers, I'm going to give a big shout-out to a few more of my sponsors. You know, like I say, sponsors are very important. They are a tremendous help in our quest for the best in barbecue. Blues Hog barbecue sauce is one of the best barbecue sauces out on the market. Tell me what a dynamite sauce that is, guys. It is one, one, and one. And Sauce, wonderful person, owns the company, Mr. Bill Arnold. Big shout out to Bill. So glad he's doing so well. We miss you. Hope we can get to talk to you soon. He's just got a wonderful product, Blues Hog barbecue sauce, blueshog.com. Also, got to give a big shout-out to Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke. Danny has got an online barbecue school, let me tell you. That is a must for anybody that cooks. It is very informative. It's a well-shot video. You can see exactly what's going on. Every category he covers, brisket, chicken, ribs, pork, even down to box prep. You know, he's got it going on right there. He has several recipes in there, things he's used in the past, some very good techniques, very great tips. Go to Pitbull Up in Smoke, barbecueschool.com, and it is on special right now. So it is a perfect Christmas gift for any pitmaster. Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke. Check that out. Also, whether you're cooking in Tennessee, Missouri, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, all over the states, doesn't matter. You need to try some of Junior's Grub for Grub out. Junior Riz, Up in Smoke, competition barbecue team, Junior's Grub for Grub. Very simple to get a hold of that. You need to try you style rub. Let me tell you, this works well. Brisket, awesome on pork, ribs, and it'll knock chicken out of the park. That's Junior's Rub for Grub. Try some out today. Get in touch with Junior. Get you a bottle. Get you two bottles. What's even better than that, get you a bag. Junior's Rub for Grub. Let's see, guys. Chat room is up. Let's see what we've got going on. Kind of quiet in the chat room tonight. We've got callers planned to call into the show. Telling you, keeps running, keeps going,
and we are going to have, we've got a lot of exciting things going on for a lot of my friends in the barbecue world and community this coming week. We got to give a big shout out to all our Texas brothers. I tell you what, if you ever get to go to Texas to barbecue, you got to do it. Go compete in Texas. You will have a wonderful time. There's some awesome people. And I've just got family in Texas now. That's all I can say. John Reeves, Smoking X, X Nation host, every Thursday night right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Great show. Him, Cole, Chad, they've got it going on Thursday nights right there out of Lubbock, Texas. Friday night, you've got Daryl Mass, Barbecue Pitmasters, Friday Night Lights in the house on Friday evenings. Sunday night, comes back around with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, right there out of Midland, Texas. Great show Sunday night. Lance has missed a couple weeks. He's had a lot of barbecue activities going on, a lot of things going on, and he has just been so busy. So this next coming Sunday night, everything works well. Chris Chadwick will be helping him out, helping Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, out on Sunday night. Guys, all you Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters supporters, call in. Let's shoot the bull right between the eyes. Let's cook that brisket. And let's talk some barbecue Texas style. That's Sunday night, Lance Moore's West Texas Pitmasters. It comes on 7 p.m. Central. Monday night, we can't leave out Mr. Jim Bird, Killer Bees, Competition Barbecue Team. Jim is an awesome guy. He has got a dynamite show. He is a killer cook. He has won this past year. We're proud to know Jim. He's a great, like I say, great guy. Support him. Go on Monday nights. Listen to his show, Killer Bees, in the house on Monday nights. Great show. Tuesday night, you got Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent. Chad's a busy, busy, busy barbecue man, too, and he is doing his best to keep that show rolling, the smoke rolling. Call in, listen to his show, tune in, check it out. Chad's always got something going on. He is the barbecue superstar veteran. He has been around when I first started calling in to the barbecue show. So he's got it going on. Great guy, Mr. Barbecue. He has gotten his hand, and he's got an iron in every fire, I'm telling you. Tuesday nights, Whiskey Bent in the Pit radio show with Chad Ward. All right, guys, let's see. We've got three callers in queue. Give me just a minute, guys, and we will get y'all on. But welcome to the show. Glad to have all of you. So real quick, we're going to run back by all the Barbecue Superstars shows. Sunday night, you got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmaster Show. Monday night, you got Jim Burke, Killer Beef. Tuesday night, you got Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent. Whiskey Bent in the Pit radio show. Wednesday night, you've got Chris Chadwick right here. We let the smoke roll every Wednesday night on Let's Talk Smoke. Thursday night, you've got John Reeves, Cole Smith, Chad on X Nation radio show right there out of Texas. Friday night, winds it up with Daryl Mass, barbecue superstar himself, talking Friday night live. So that is a wonderful, wonderful setup all through the week. Can't miss out on any of the shows. Call in, support each show. Give them a big old hell yeah. Let us know you're listening. Share our post. Share our show. Just invite two friends. If you will invite two friends and they will invite two friends and they will invite two friends, man, it doesn't take long. And we have blown up the Blog Talk Radio server. The studio board is shut down. That's what's wrong with my studio board. I have so many people calling in, so many people listening in, tuning in. It just loads it down. It won't take it. And that's just what's happened. And I'm so thankful for that. So we're just going to keep letting the smoke roll. And let me cue this caller in and welcome them to the show. Caller 573, welcome to the show. Who do we have?
Hey, Chris, this is Eric Burkhart.
Eric, brother, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
All pretty good.
Guys, this is Eric Burkhart. I mentioned him earlier tonight. This is our guest of the evening for our first segment. Eric is running for a position of the board of directors on KCBS board. He has got a list of things he likes to do, wants to change, and wants to support. The bottom line, guys, listen to this, and Eric, quote me if I'm, tell me if I'm wrong, but you are a cook, and we need a cook on the board. That's a cook representing cooks, and I give that a big old hell yeah thumbs up.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris.
Well, how's it going, Eric? What's going on right now? Tell us some of the things that you're wanting to represent. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and let's just start it out like that. How about that?
Well, Chris, I live here in Eugene, Missouri, which is pretty much in the central part of the state. I've been a competitive cook since 2006, and I try to average around 10 to 15 contests a year. You know, it all depends on how the money goes. But
I hear you.
You know, I'm out there doing it, you know, and I see what I see when I'm out there, you know. And, you know, the Kansas City Barbecue Society basically was formed, you know, by cooks, for cooks, and I don't see that happening today. You know, there's too many people out there that's not cooks that's making decisions for us that I don't really agree with, you know.
Right, right. Well, that is with any kind of organization. You know, KCBS was a wonderful organization. It was designed cooks, for cooks, by the cooks, and it does, and it's hard when it gets so large. Then it does get more political, and things come into play, and there's more aspects you have to look at. But still, you gotta focus on bottom line, the cooks, because we are what make each event and each cook. So they're there to help us, and we're there to support them.
Right, it's a two-way street, Chris. There's, you know, there's give and take in everything you do in life, and barbecue is a prime example of that.
You're so exactly right. Everything we have to give, we have to take a little. We give, we take. It is that type. It is set up that way. And KCBS is no different. You know, we love to give. We're members. We pay our member dues. We support the events. And then they come in. They make the events run smooth, provide judging. They provide a structured event for us, and make sure it's all on the up and up. Now, you can't beat that. I mean, they are, you know, everybody, when it gets so big, it's hard to do it all by yourself. You just can't do it. And that's where the board of directors comes in, and that's what Eric wants to do. He wants to come in and help support us as a cook and a cook's voice. And, I mean, I think that's just awesome, Eric. What else is going on right now in the KCBS? What's some of the issues that you are really concerned with, and some of the things that you would like to see possibly, I don't want to say change, but something you might be able to add a positive note to?
Well, you know, Chris, probably the biggest thing that's on everybody's mind is the pork rule. You know, that's kind of the $64,000 question right there.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm a firm believer, Chris, that the Kansas City Barbecue Society shouldn't tell cooks how to cook.
Right.
But, you know, that should be left up to us.
You got it.
You know, if you polled the membership what the pork rule was, is, or what it's going to be, who knows? They couldn't tell you. You know.
Right.
We need a simple rule. You know, I'm a common man with common sense. I want to know what it is so I can go out there and do my job the best I can do it.
That's exactly right. Barbecue is actually supposed to be simplistic. I mean, it is, you know, you get out there, you have a great time, You know what you got to do. And I don't exactly completely understand why it's so hard to figure some of this out sometimes. You know, if we're going to have a pork category, let's have a minimum weight limit of a decent size pork butt, shoulder, or what have you.
Yeah.
We have to cook it, period. We need to cook it intact. It needs to be cooked as a whole. Well, I'm saying you put it on your pit regardless. But now, exactly what is the new rule? Tell us exactly, for the guys especially that don't follow the rules, exactly what that rule is saying, or they're changing right now.
Well, in the past, it was that you had to cook it, had to weigh a minimum of 5 pounds. Had to cook it, and it couldn't be separated during the cooking process, which meant that you couldn't pull it off, separate it out, and return it back into the cooker. They
right.
changed it now to where you can separate it. But I really, to be honest with you, Chris, I really don't fully understand what the rule is supposed to be. You know, anytime you leave something open-ended like that, you have people that's going to interpret it different ways.
You got it.
You know,
interpretation of the rules, and there's always somebody out there wanting to interpret it differently.
Right. You know, and anybody that cooks knows the only reason that you really want to separate that pork butt is because of the money muscle.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I can cook a pork butt and get what I want to put in the turn-in box without separating it.
I always
cooking
have,
it,
too.
You know. But.
Sure. And haven't they changed weight limits this year?
Yeah, they changed it to 4 pounds.
Why, you know, that four pound rule right there, that right there actually, you know, when we say we've got our big meats on, that's usually our pork and our brisket, you know?
Right.
And when it's a four pound but if you've got a pellet cooker, you can cook that baby up to 400 degrees or whatever, and cook it an hour and a half, 2 hours. You know, and that just kind of defeats the purpose of a low and slow competition, especially a barbecue smoking competition.
Right.
But it might open up the door for more members and more teams to actually come play. I don't know. I don't know what the thinking is behind that. I can't speculate on that. But bottom line, as a whole, we go and we barbecue and we do it because we love it. And we respect the rules. You know, we go to win, but we go to win fairly. And we need people on the board that's going to represent us as a voice around that board table.
But, you know, the whole thing about it is, Chris, I had nothing to do with the rule in the past, what it is now, but the only thing I can tell you that I could do is listen to what people want, and maybe try to get something done if I'm elected.
Right.
You know. But you're not going to change the world. One person's not going to do that. The only person that's done that, you know, he's born here come next week. So
that's a long time.
So.
That's right. You're exactly right, Eric. I mean, it's going to take more than one person. It's going to take a group, a strong voice, a strong body, and that's what you're wanting to do for all us cooks is represent us as a voice right there on the board to help possibly benefit us. So, I mean, that's very respect. Appreciate you coming on and talking about this. That's just part of it. That's just what we need to know, you know, because if you're going to cook, you want to be involved and you want to participate. I know I do. Whether it's Tennessee Barbecue Association, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what association, if it's Florida, Georgia, Memphis, MBN, it doesn't matter. But KCBS, we all want to participate with all the sanctions. We want to help. We want to support.
We want to understand the rules, and we want them to be regulated and not change every. We don't want to have a rule book like I used to have in softball that changed every year, and it was an inch and a half, 2 inches thick, and we had to interpret the rules and just to go play.
You know,
that's the way I look at it.
I made a comment on the pork rule, you know, it shouldn't change like you change your shorts. You know,
right.
What it is what it is. But,
right.
You know, but I'm like
well,
you, Chris. I can't believe something so simple is so difficult.
I know it, man. It's just sometimes it gets that way. Sometimes when it's so simple and right in front of your face, and I'm not directing it towards the ruling, but in general in life, sometimes when it's so simple, there's always somebody that wants to turn it and make it very difficult, and I don't understand that. You know, I try to be a happy-go-lucky fella and want to play by the rules, and let's just make it better as a whole. Whatever it takes, let's make it better. Let's keep making it better and, you know, keep all the rest of it. Keep it away, you know, because we just don't need to deal with no drama. We're going to keep it better. We're going to keep it good and work to make it more productive and more positive. And so I'm a firm believer in that, too. Common sense goes a long way. You know, this country, if we had some common sense in the in Washington, we would be better off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Chris, one other thing, too, that I'd like to see something done about is the whole judging process from the start, whenever they hold the CBJ class, up until, you know, the guys are actually sitting there judging, you know, to help them out. You know, I mean, I'm not a certified judge. I have no intention to ever be a judge. I want to concentrate on being the best cook I can be. Now, most of these people, when they go to CBA, they don't get competition quality barbecue.
Right.
You know, and whenever you get somebody that hasn't experienced what good competition quality barbecue is in a competition setting, you can't expect them to do a good job with what they've been taught.
Right, right.
You know, I would like, you know, the whole certified judging class, instead of looking at the negative part of the barbecue, to look at the positive part of it.
Right.
Now, you know, there's a lot of guys on the board now that are judges that possibly, you know, maybe I can get something done, you know, that would help the judges and the cook out too, you know.
Right, but, right. Well, as far as judging goes and the judging classes, I am a CBJ, and what they turn into you, they don't give you 180 food, that's for sure. They don't give you the 999s across the board. They don't give you anything that's 9. They actually want, they give you more challenging things. They want you to grade it. They want you to discuss how you scored it, why you scored it that way. You know, and it's pretty extensive. But, you know, the judging class, there's so many different opinions. Everybody has one. And it
right.
is hard. I just don't, you know, so it will be so difficult to get them on a certain criteria because what I like and I think tastes good, you might not like.
Right.
Whether it's the best, whether it's right on the money and it's the best stuff, if it's too hot for me or not hot enough
right.
for you, it's that's a tough job. You know, it really is.
The one thing I would like to see him do, Chris, is, you know, once you went through the CBJ class, then you should maybe go to one or two contests and actually be in that experience of the actual competition and just sit around in the judging part of it to get an experience of what that's like before you actually judge contest.
I think that would be good, too. I really do.
Yeah. But now, who knows whether that'll help them out to get them more adjusted to that environment? I don't know, but it couldn't hurt anything.
No, it wouldn't hurt. It would definitely be a plus, an add, especially, so to speak, a notch on your belt. You know, that's experience is what that is. And I was personally in the at the Jack Daniels this year, and you're talking about a bunch of judges under one roof judging barbecue. And I'm telling you, it was very extensive. You know, you've got your table captains that present the meat, let everybody look, you know, how the judging process is. They get score on appearance, taste, and tenderness. And it was very interesting to watch that. As, you know, I am a judge, and I have competed for several years. I've never actually judged the contest yet because I am a competition cook. I love to go cook. I'm a hands-on, let's cook, let's get in it to win it kind of guy. Let's cook it. I don't want to judge it. I want to cook it. But I wanted to take the judging class to get a little more insight. You know, I think it opens your eyes once you realize how much harder that you think it, how much harder it actually is than you thought it was. It's very eye-opening to be, you know, to do that. And it was very eye-opening to see it judged at the Jack Daniels World Championship. That was very interesting. And I hope to be back again next year. That's something you need to be like a table captain or a fly on the wall as far as that goes in a competition judges area, judge's room, because it's very interesting to see that. And, you know, as they judge, they don't say one word to each other. They're not allowed to talk to each other. And husbands and wives, if they're both judges, they can't judge at the same table. You know, little yep. things like that make a difference. But this new judging procedure really opens your eyes and gives you an idea of what table, who you got, where it come off of, what judge didn't like your food exactly. And
yep.
What do you think about the way the new judging, KCBS judging, is right now?
The new score, KCBS score program that they put out in July, I love it. I mean, it gives you a lot of information that you didn't have in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
And it also, I think it also increases the, it kicks up the awareness of each judge, knowing that they're accountable for what they're, how they're judging. You know what I'm saying? I think it holds the judges a little more accountable.
Right.
Especially where the judges, you know, where the scores come from.
Well, Chris, earlier this year we went down to did a contest down at Cape Girardeau, and there were nine tables total, and four tables get 38 out of the top 40 calls. Now, if you didn't land on one of them tables, you didn't get, I mean, you were done.
Right.
And, in the past, without that information, you had no idea what was going on, you know. But now you do. You can see a hot table and a cold table and, one falls in between. So you can, instead of guessing, well, was my food bad, good, or whatever, now you can pretty much look at it and see, well, you know, I don't think it's so much the food. I think that just the table was bad.
Right. Yeah, but see, that doesn't look good, though. When you get on a bad table, you know, that just makes you feel like, why did I even go cook? You know, they stuck me on a bad table. Nobody's going to win if they were on that table regardless. You know, that's where you're coming in wanting to change some things, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see something done about that, too. I mean, you know, the way it is now, you turn in six entries, you know, six
right.
individual people.
Right.
And there's six, you know, and they throw out the bottom score.
Bottom score, yes.
You know, so, but what usually happens at those tables is there's usually two bad scores at that table. You know,
right.
And you can see it with this new program. Now,
right.
What can you do to fix that? Well, the way that things are done now, there's really nothing you can do. You know, because you're limited by what you turn in six pieces and they throw the low score out. But
right.
If you turned in seven pieces and you just took the top five scores, you know, most of the time that would average itself out. You know, the only way you can really increase it is increase the judges. Now, who's to say you won't get three low scoring judges at that table? You don't know. You know, but that's the only way to increase the probability of getting a low scoring or two low scoring judges out. That's all way to do it. You got to increase the number of judges at the table.
Right. Well, needless to say, there's a lot of things that we think that we could probably add to and help out. And definitely this new scoring system is more informative, it's more detailed, it's more precise. You actually know what table, and you actually know if you get a bad table, if it's done and over, you're done.
Yep. Yeah.
And,
you know, and I mean, as a cook, Chris, you know when stuff's good or when it's bad.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
you do.
And
yeah.
One thing I hate more than anything is turning in something that I knew was bad, and they tell me it's good. You know, in your heart that there was probably 10 or 15 other guys out there that turned in the best thing they've ever cooked that day, and they're sitting in the chair, and you're up there getting an award for something that you knew wasn't that good.
Right, right.
But,
that's happened, you know, and that'll happen time, and it's going to happen again. I mean, I know for a fact. I've been there. I think we've all been there in that position in the past, and
You're
all right. I was just going to say, as people, we just overlook that and go, and we go to the next one, and that's how we deal with it. And that's all we can basically do.
That's what I do, Chris, you know. You just load her up and go home and come back again the next day.
That's it. That's it.
The one thing that I would like KCBS do is instead of keep the national team of the year thing the way they got it now, but I think KCBS really needs to look at doing regional awards.
Right.
Help the guys that cook maybe 5 to 10 contests a year to have some way of acknowledging, you know, that they're a good cook too.
Right, right, right. What you're saying, you know, just like me, you, a lot of cooks out there, we can't afford
right.
to go, we can't afford to travel across this nation in a points
no.
race to go cook this cook simply because we want to get some more points to be team
right.
of the year.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just, we won't never be team of the year, simply not because we're not good cooks, simply because we can't afford to go. We can't take off work, or we can't afford to go because of other financial obligations. We're not professional cooks like that as far as on the road from California to Nevada to Maryland. You know, we can't do that. And that sounds really good, a regional idea. That really sounds team of the regions is really, that's a logical way to do that.
You know, and that would increase, I think it'd increase participation a bunch. You know, Because a lot of these, if you look at the number of teams that cook 5 to 10 contests a year, I mean, that's probably 70 or 80% of the whole membership.
Wow.
I mean, something needs to be done to grow. I mean, anytime you start a business or anything like that, Chris, you always want to get it, grow it from the inside out. And that's regionally, you know, and you could actually take the national banquet and rotate it across each region and have the region host the banquet once every 4, 5, 6 years, however many regions, you know, we could come up with. And that would increase the presence of the Kansas City Barbecue Society in different places across the country.
Right. Well, there's a lot of things we can do, a lot of things we want to do, and hope for the better. And it just takes initiative and initialization. You've got to get in there and initiate something to make it work. And that's what you're there for, cook for the cooks, right there on the board of the KCBS Board of Directors. And, Eric, I wish you the very best. Now, the voting starts. Has voting started yet, or is it actually just a few? Is it just a brain that it actually starts and stops?
I think it starts the 2nd or 3rd of January and runs for 2 weeks.
2nd or 3rd of January and runs for 2 weeks, and you can go to kcbs.us to vote, to place your vote.
Yep.
Right. Well, we just need to encourage everybody, all the KCBS members, to participate. You know, that's one of the hardest things and challenging things that I have seen and noticed is participation.
Yep.
You know, I've worked this blog talk show for over a year, and I've got several dedicated friends, followers, listeners, callers that love to call in, just really enjoy doing this. And I'm so thankful to have them. But it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes a while. And everybody's gun-shy anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because there's been so many fly-by-nights. And that's one thing, I'm not a fly-by-night. I mean, I'm here to stay. I'm here to support you and the KCBS. I'm here to support Team Barbecue, whatever team that might be, and put their product out here over the air and say, hey, pick up a bottle of this. Try it out, cooks. You know, y'all support our fellow cook here. He's trying to sell this, make some money, get his product established, get it out. You know, let's support him. And that's what it's all about, you know, helping each other. If the whole country did that, it'd be a better place. I guarantee it. That's why barbecue is such a pretty, that's why it's such a pretty uniform, great place overall, great people in it, willing to help and do for others. Now, that's very important, and I'm just a firm believer in it. I really am.
You know, one thing, too, Chris, that I plan on doing if I do get elected is a contest that I'm out the Friday night, you know, of the contest. I'm going to be available if anybody wants to come by and talk, you know, because that's what it is. I mean, you know, you hear that term open door policy. Well, that's good. There's somebody behind the door, but most of the time ain't nobody there, you know.
Yeah. Nobody's home, I know it.
So I'm going to be there, you know. I mean,
it's
an hour of your time to help somebody out.
Well, I tell you what, I think that's what I was put on this earth for, is to help people. And I've done, and I try my best to do it, and I do it with sincerity, and I'm genuine when I try. And I don't have to tell people that. I just, you know, that's just a statement. You know, I'm doing it because I want to, and that's just the truth. And I love to support barbecue, anybody and everybody in it. And I want to see it grow and continue, because barbecue as a sport is wildfire. It is crazy.
And the thing about barbecue is this whole nation craves barbecue. They crave everybody in it, and they love it. A lot of people don't know. You know, us as a barbecue community, we get out there and say we're cooking ribs, we're cooking shoulders, and you know, you might think, yeah, he's cooking them today, and he's cooking that, what else you cooking? Like, it's no big deal. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't have a clue where even to start, how to cook barbecue. And, you know, they don't even know anything about it. And there's a lot of people that love to know, and that's what we want to do. We want to inform and get them involved and make our sport bigger and better and greater.
Did I get your Pitmaster thing sent in, Chris?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Me and my daughter made my Pitmaster video yesterday. And we did it at my little office at my shop. And we had a good time with it. It was me and her, and we just had a big time with it, and I had a lot of fun. I'm actually going to submit my Pitmaster video this evening after the show is over. And I was going to add a second segment, but I don't know how to combine the videos about, you know, I was going to show my pit off and everything, but I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to submit what we made, and that's how we're going to roll.
Just let it roll.
That's what we're going to do, brother. I'm just going to submit it and say, here it is. You know, I'm here for the show. I'm here to have a good time, cook some great food, and put my 110% into it and make it happen, you know. And if they like me, they like me. If they don't, we'll try again next time. I mean, that's all we can do. And everybody's got a different style, and, you know, we just had a big time with it. It just warms my heart to think about how we acted and how much fun we had last night. And my daughter's 11, and she shot all the video, and she's one fine little pit master already. I mean, she loves to cook, and she hadn't missed a day of school all year, because if they don't miss school, they're finals. They don't have to take their finals.
Right.
And they're allowed one day. And she's planning on going to Tupelo, Mississippi to the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel with me this year and missing that one day to go cook with me at that contest. And, I mean, it's an awesome contest. The event organizers are wonderful people. I mean, it's a 100-team contest. It's really well-run, KTBS event. But my daughter, my 11-year-old, has saved up all year to go to that one contest. So, you know, that's just, you know, that's part of the barbecue family. My daughter is involved in barbecue just as much as I am. One night she had a call, and it was a phone call, and it was Melissa Cookston, if you know who Melissa is. She called and talked to Presley, and I've not yet, but we hadn't been to Memphis since they've talked and spoke. But she invited her to come down and cook with her and join her at her restaurant, and Presley is holding me to that, and Melissa Cookson called in one evening, and she got on to me because we hadn't got there yet. But, you know, my daughter is a big positive force in barbecue and will be a Melissa Cookson of the future. So it's about family, you know. I mean, don't you have children involved also, Eric?
Well, I've got my grandson's 4 and a half.
Right.
He ain't quite figured out what that is yet, but he's getting there though. I'm prodding him, but
yeah. Well, they're the future pit masters. And it's going to be even, you know, can you imagine 20 years from now all the computer technology they're going to try to incorporate into a pit?
Well,
you know,
it's just like me. I cook in old barrels, and I've got a Kingfisher cooker stick burner, but, you know, and it's got a rotisserie in it, but that's all electricity I need, you know, that or light.
Right. I understand.
All that stuff's too complicated for me, Chris, so.
I do know what you mean there, too. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at myself because there's a lot of that stuff. I just hang up. I usually get another slab of hickory and throw in my burn box and let the smoke roll is what I do and have a good time.
Chris, I appreciate having me on the show tonight. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm proud to have you on, and wish you the very best in your race for Kansas City Board of Directors. I wish you the very best. I mean, you know, it's either going to go one way or the other, but whichever way, you give it your all, and it's commendable, and respect that, and like I say, I wish you the very best. And hope to meet you on the trail one of these days. I'll get to Missouri. I've got friends in Missouri, cooks there, and I want to travel that way. You know, Tennessee's not that far. So hope to meet you on the trail one day and just keep letting the smoke roll. And, Eric, I'll let you give everybody a shout-out and tell them again before you get off who you are and what you're doing, and you can ask for their vote and just roll with it like that, my friend.
Well, guys, I'm Eric Burkhart. I'm a cook, competition cook, and I'm running for the board of directors of Kansas City Barbecue Society. And I believe that the board needs cooks on there. And if you guys can take a few minutes out of your time, if you're a member, I'd appreciate your vote.
All right, man, you can't get no better than that, no plain. So that's just the way to roll. That's the way I roll, too. And, Eric, you know you're always welcome to call into the show anytime and join on any of the fun we have. I mean, you're more than welcome to stay with us tonight. We've got some other callers. I've got a friend out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's an MBN cook. And who says KCBS and MBN can't get along? We love everybody, don't we?
Yep.
And we just have a good time with it. That's what it's all about. And we are going to keep letting the smoke roll, and I'm going to cue Adam in. And, Eric, stay with us or come back, whatever you need to do, but wish you the very best, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Man, that was wonderful to have Eric on. We just have a good time right here on the Chris Chadwick Show, 347-202-0263. The number to call, barbecue, time, right now. Call in, 347-202-0263, and we will get you in. Caller 901-229, welcome to the show. How's it going tonight?
It's wonderful. We're out here grilling this wonderful weather. How are you?
Man, I've enjoyed some of this weather today myself. I mean, here in West Tennessee, we have been blessed with the weather last night. It was colder than all get out, but today has been beautiful. The sun has been shining. It's been, what, a toasty 50 degrees outside, and we've just had some great weather. What's going on with you tonight?
I'll be brief. I was listening in on the conversation, and I agree with a lot of the things you say. And, you know, some of the things that roll around the barbecue circuit, you know, people say the only thing consistent in barbecue is the judging. I do love KCBS and what they do and how they do it. I, you know, sometimes when we cook, we look at numbers and go, what? How did we get a 5? And everybody gave us 9 straight across. I do like the effect that, you know, they dropped the lowest score, but, you know, there's been a lot of inconsistencies, and even in a large team like we are, we do have some certified MBN and KCBS judges on our team, and I wish they had more judging classes, and I wish they were more thorough, even a, you know, a little trial after you've trained
right,
them. You know,
right.
That would be a fantastic thing.
A little mock comp. To get them in and get their feet wet, let them know what's going on, and give them some experience and put their knowledge to use. I agree. A trial, a mock competition, but you know, you got to jump in just like old school. When you want experience, you got to get in there and get it. But it's hard to get that experience at a cook's expense. You know what I'm saying? That's just a real tough topic, and there's a lot of things and ways you can think to improve that, and I don't know if there's not a quick fix by any means, and it's just something that everybody has to work towards, I believe, to better themselves. But I agree with what you're saying. I really do. Consistency, it's you know, everybody from a cook to judge, from the very beginning, everybody always talks consistency. And the thing about consistency is in a barbecue competition, you have so many different variables and factors involved to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? There's no way
when it comes to presentation, that should be no doubt. You know, they should know how to judge a box, how to look at things the right way. But, and, you know, and you know, tenderness, it, you know, if you're biting into a piece of meat, if it's tough or if it hit temp the right way, that should be bar none. Flavor should be the judge's, you know, opinion, you know, and flavor is kind of the range or the area you're in. You know, here in the Carolinas, they're looking for a vinegar sauce. In Memphis, they're looking for something sweet, you know, et cetera. So you got to know what the region's looking for. So even the judges and the region they're in, they know what they're looking for. And a lot of cooks, they try to cater to that, you know, or at least I think they do. Might take the risk and do their own style. But as for, you know, in their overall judging, you know, it's you know, the overall appearance, you know, they look for taste, tenderness, you know, it's a lot of those things should be bar none. Either your box looked like crap or, you know, or it didn't. You know, if the tenderness was there, even if you didn't like the meat you just ate because it was vinegary and not sweet, you know, you shouldn't be judging tenderness off the taste. But I think that... another thing I wish they did, because MBN, of course, I'm in Memphis. They're all over the place. But I'm not a certified judge, but our large team, they love judging. I mean, we only cook, again, like y'all were talking about, maybe five cooks a year. And, you know, but other people are more involved and want to do more. So they go out and judge cooks that we're not cooking, where we don't have vested interests in. And they enjoy it a lot. But the next KCBS judging class is like in, you know, that's even near me is nowhere near. So, I mean, I wish that KCBS would get more involved in the South and, you know, have more classes that are more readily available to people that, that cook and really know what competition barbecue is supposed to be about, so that we can take classes and, you know, get on board, you know.
I do. I understand what you're saying. That is a key. That is a key, and I'm glad Eric touched base on that. You know, the judging class, as far as the KCBS CBJ class, is not a bad class. But naturally, they can't cover everything in the day it takes to do this class, and they can't give you all aspects of food grade. They try, they really do, but, you know, you just can't get there until you get at a competition. You've got 50, 60, 70, 80 teams turning in boxes, and, I mean, they're everywhere. Then you're going to get your real experience. But that experience and missing a score, giving them a six or a seven, that could possibly cost them the whole show for that seven instead of it being an eight or nine. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for a cook, it's not fair to a cook, to get a new newbie, as I call them, a newbie CBJ, judging their food, and then they just say, well, it's a five or it's a six, and it kills your cook. It's over. You just might as well hang it up and pack up and go home, because you're not going to get the last call, you know, not with a score like that.
It's a tough racket. I can see it. You know, there's so many organizers, fundraisers, different people, that sort of thing. And I even think, you know, regional, you know, y'all are talking about, you know, kind of regional type things. That's a great. And, you know, the funny thing is that so many of us are out there that they want to cook, you know, but nobody wants to sit down and judge. And I know it's hard for them. So it's, you know, okay, guys, you claim to be the best. Everybody wants to be the best, but who wants to judge it? You know, and there's some people that do really enjoy judging. You know, we do goat days over here in our area. That's a KCBS event, and we always seem to see the same judges. you know, and
right.
they love the judge, and we come out shining well. But, you know, in other associations, you know, that we cook in, and I'll name them, but, you know, sometimes we do very well, and then we cook the exact same product, fantastic. We even eat it ourselves, try a little bit, and all that spot on, and we're dead last, and the backyard cook, you know, is in the top 10. We're like, what?
I know. Shocker. I know.
It takes some salt, but I do wish they did offer more classes more often in our area, and I hope to see more KCBS cooks. I really do like their association. I think there was that one, and I think they took over Smoking Aces last year, which we hope to participate in, but I really do like them because it's not just all about the pork. It's about everything, the brisket,
right.
the chicken. You know, I enjoy that. I don't know, you know, to other cooks out there, that maybe it's all about that, but I like the diversity. I do like the way the judging is done. And by the way, if you make it down to the Don't Be Cruel Duel, and I don't think that our team has completely solidified that. I'm happy to be your kitchen slave.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. You know, I'm planning on going, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and I have the funds. I'm going to go to that cook. It's really a great cook, and I would like to try the goat days one of these days. And you know, we talk KCBS, but the thing about KCBS is it's really awesome. Is they're like a softball governing body. Here I'm referring to softball, but they're like a governing body. And the Tennessee Barbecue Association, we basically take our judging and our flavor profiles and our standards. We want to be on the same page as the KCBS. So whenever we have the when we have our case not a KCBS event, we have a TBA event. Come participate in that. Come out, hang, and cook with us, because you'll have a KCBS feeling. It'll be TBA style. You'll just really enjoy it. You know, Shane's a member, and he's participated in one. I think he had a good time, and we'll have some cooks, and I know for a fact 2014 is going to be a great year. I'm just looking forward to a big year, a better year all the way around, and better, and we'll get together and do more cooks, that's for sure.
That sounds like a good time. I look forward to that. We really enjoyed the TBA cook we were on. It was we had a blast, and we learned a lot. I think the competition, even where we were, it was very competitive. We had a Lulu's Barbecue over there. They were sitting beside us, and I was spouting around going, man, this is the best chicken I've ever cooked, you know, and then he come around and showed me a picture of his turned, and I went, oh, man. That chicken
turned,
I think we're like, man, we haven't seen this many awesome chicken turn-ins in it forever. Like, all the other categories are like, chicken was the toughest, and I was like, I could see why, because of the people that were there, you know, but it's great, you know, and I like the TBA, and we hope to, you know, cook more events with you guys. It was really good fun.
Well, that's what it's all about. We try to have a good time. We want it to run smooth. We want everybody to have a positive experience. We want the best, you know, we really do, and it's really, really fun. You know, I was at that event, and that was one of the roughest cooks I'd had a lot of things, a lot of mishaps, and we still made it through it and had a great time. Lulu's was there. Kobe was down by y'all, and then Cody, he was there also. We had a lot of great cooks, had a lot of stiff competition there, and a lot of KCBS pro teams were there, and we just had a big time. We sure did. That's what it's all about.
About 2 cents down from us, there's a team. They had, I think, about 1,000-gallon propane, and like
offset smoker. It was so brilliant. We were in a torrential rainfall that day, and they ended up putting the rig in the tent to pick up all of the tent. It was crawling around. And
man.
Guys, we're looking at it going, really?
I think I'm losing. Hold on, Adam. I think I'm losing you. Let's see. Give me a check. Let me see. I don't know if it's my phone, my board, or yours. Now, give me a check now.
How's the check?
Oh, no, you're muffled. I don't know if you might be on mute or away from the phone.
How do we sound now?
That's a little better. Now you're cooking with some heat.
Okay.
Well,
but
let's see. Hold on a second.
We'll...
Let me cue this caller in right here. He is just cued in, and let's welcome him to the show, caller 904. Welcome to the show tonight. How's it going?
What's up, Governor?
What's happening, my man? How's the tortoise Q doing tonight?
Doing good, baby. Off work. Mama's got the baby. No daddy daycare going on.
Well, that's all right. That's strong. Roll big and proud. I'm a daddy daycare too. I have been for 22 years, son. 22 years is what my oldest daughter is, and
woo.
And you just have to roll with it like that. It's all right. It's all good in the daddyhood.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's nice having that off though every once in a while though. You know.
Yeah. But now, Blake, we've got Adam here with us out of Memphis, too. I don't know if you've ever actually met Adam or not. Adam's with Too Soft to Pork. Adam, this is Blake Moody from Florida. He is Tortoise Q competition team. Welcome both of you gentlemen to the show.
How are you?
Hey, good, buddy. How you doing, Adam?
We are wonderful. Me and my little girl were just out queuing some kebabs. My 8-year-old daughter, Lily, she's becoming a Pitmaster herself. Lily, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
She's about to snack down on dinner, and we're just having a good old time.
Yeah, and that's the way to roll. That's what it's all about, kids, and especially, you know, little girls are that special. And I've got 3 daughters, no boys, all girls, and I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without any of them. They're my world, and love them dearly. And Christmas time coming around, I know everybody's excited. Santa Claus is coming to town. Can't wait for Santa to come, and then he's gone for a whole another year. And I tell you what, that whole year comes around pretty fast the older you get, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, even despite this day and age, you know, of course, I'm a married man, and my wife can burn water in a microwave, and there's plenty of girls out there that are like that, you know.
You can.
And so I continue on and teach my little one, you know, how to do things. She's at that age now where she's interested in cooking, doing that kind of thing, and we do it and enjoy it, and it's. It's always togetherness kind of thing, but you know,
oh, yeah.
I don't want her to be totally dependent on other people. She can say, "Hey, I know how to do this. My dad was the master of this stuff, and I'm going to show you how it's done."
That's right. That's how our daughters roll. Now that's how mine rolls, and she'll tell you all about it and show you exactly what to do, no doubt. That is, you know, we could talk about that all night, let me tell you. Anything that she tackles, she does. So she is resourceful, like most daddy girls are, you know.
Well, it's a great thing. We wish the best and give them everything that we can, you know, and I think one of the elements that have been missing out of life towards, you know, you look back to the 80s, 90s, 2000s, you know, it's all girl power, and I'm all for it. But, you know, I think a certain part of the element was missing, and, you know, I guess I'm here to fill it for my daughter. You know?
There you go.
I don't know, with all the different restaurants and all the things that go on in this city, you know, people forego the fact that,
you know, you're missing something out of your life. It's great to try other people's things, but, you know, some of the things and the knowledge you can gain are right there at home.
Sure. I agree.
Oh, yeah,
you
completely. Yeah, you get them to try some food they otherwise wouldn't try either. They'll sit there and help you make it. You know, it sounds like your kid doesn't mind doing that either. But, shit, my little girl, too, and she loves to watch Daddy grill. You know, I'd make, you know, make sure she stays back or whatever. But, you know, I'll let her sit back and chop her little fake onions, you know.
Yeah.
She'll act like she made
yeah.
it, and then she'll try it, you know. So
that's right. That's exactly
all,
right.
All good.
I'll get at that age. One of these, well, one day she'll be 8, you know, or 6. I think about I want to say about 6. I'll let her handle a knife. It was a not a super sharp knife, just to chop a vegetable or two with my hand over hers, and you know. And
she got to this age now, and it was like, okay, we've got kebabs on the grill, and I've got her ungloved up, you know, on both hands. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna let you flip a kebab, you know. And she was just all in excitement to do it. You know? I was like, you know, as long as everything's protected here, I'm going to let you go over the grill, and I've let her flip a few hamburgers, and she just thinks that's the cat's meow. So it's good business.
Yeah, teach her what good
think,
food tastes like, too.
You know, that's right. And the thing about it is, when daddies cook for their daughters, spoils them, because there's a lot of things they won't eat from there on out. I know mine. I mean, she's... Oh, man, she's one rough judge.
Yeah. I think we had that problem from the get-go when I had to step in. It was like, I don't know. I don't want to say I was a cook for certain things, but she was such a picky eater, you know, and we found things she likes and doesn't, but I think that goes along with any family in the barbecue community or not, you know, and it's not just about, you know, throwing down some microwavable chicken nuggets and French fries and garbage down a kid's throat. You know, you gotta give them some healthy options, and there's nothing healthier than the grill, you know, and doing the right thing for all your kids.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
That's how I got into cooking, honestly. The old, you know, we got a wife pregnant, and, man, I was scared shitless. I didn't know how to cook nothing, so I just bought a little Weber kettle grill.
Yeah.
And shit, I'm looking at that grill I was cooking on just the other night. But, you know, self-taught with books and good folks like Chris Chadwick, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I love to cook regardless, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. I really don't even tell a quick story. You know, everything's related to a story and how you remember different things, parts of your life. And I'm sure y'all can relate. You probably have one. Maybe you'll share it with us. But I tell you what, as far as being a griller / grill master cook, I can remember as far back as elementary school, junior high for sure. Starting to grill, love to grill. Make my own grill, you know, make something out of a grill, pour some charcoal in it, roll with it, you know. And went on into high school. We would skip school lunch. We would go to the house and light the grill, which we had a study hall after lunch. So we missed that study hall. We'd go home, light the grill something for lunch, eat, go back to school. Principal liked us anyhow. Let it slide, and we would do that at least once, if not twice a week. Many, many lunches, and that was one of my first grilling experiences, how I enjoyed grilling, and I appreciated everybody that appreciated my grilling techniques and style. So back in 1986, right out of high school, we had a barbecue competition here in town. And I entered it, and I don't even know how I did. I don't remember how I did, but I had one big time, and it was on from there on out as far as cooking. You know, I was cook extravagant there. You know, I would cook and just keep cooking. So, I mean, that's one of my beginnings and why I started cooking. And as far as competitions, I was in 1986 was my first barbecue competition. And actually, in the 85-4 is when I first actually went to Memphis in May. And that was back in the day. And we had a team right here out of McKenzie, Tennessee, called the Hogheads. And they had an open trailer with a canopy on the top, I think a sink in it, like an open pit in the back for a whole hog. And they went and competed at Memphis in May. So that's how Chris Chadwick started barbecue and then got into that. He loved doing it. And I just loved it and loved the atmosphere and the environment. And that's why I started doing what I did. And that's why I'm doing it now. And my daughter, you know, will be the next one. She's in it and she loves it. And I think it's in her now and she won't stop it, you know. That's for sure.
Damn, all this love of barbecue came from the love of cutting class.
You got it.
How can that be a bad thing? Awesome, man.
That's cool. That's cool.
But that's a true story. I don't know if I'll ever tell it again, but that's the fact, Jack.
I'll be brief, and I'll have to let you go after this, Chris, but I'll tell you how mine started. I joined the military when I was 17 and went down to Texas. I had a roommate there. He loved cooking briskets all the time, but I never really paid attention to smoking, cooking, that sort of thing. I did love, you know, grilled for many, many years. And, you know, it's one day I ran into this. I work a lot. I work so much. It's crazy. And the wife came along and says, you know what? You need to get out. You need to do something, you know, creative. And I'm like, creative? Like what? Make more money? And she's like, no, well, you love grilling and smoking stuff. You need to join a barbecue team. I'm like, that's a good idea. And the team that I found, which I'm on now, we were like, oh, and the doors open wide, you know. I was like, oh man, this is a whole different level of stuff, you know. And we got into it, and I was like, honey, you're gonna be eating smoked stuff for the next year. it's a great time, but you know, it was like it opened me up to, you know, I was always a griller, you know. I grilled stuff, you know, when you're a bachelor, this, that, and the other, and pizza and fast food, and you're like, no, I'm not gonna live like that, you know. You know, I always grilled a lot of things, but introduced to barbecue, you know, smoking, low slows, good stuff, you know. When I first got introduced to that, you know, and decided to join a team, and there was the team that said, hey, we accept people, you know, come on in. And the whole thing turned around. I was like, wow, you know, in the past 2 or 3 years, you know, I cook at home or I cook for whoever, and they're like, you know. And it's
right.
It's a joy to me, you know, when they try those things and go, oh, where have you been? You know, what's going on here? Yeah, even and we're in Memphis, you know, it's like, well, this is the best barbecue I've ever had. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, a certain store. I can name off a bunch of famous places that are fantastic, you know, but
he didn't
say, you cook that on what? You know, and I'm like, yeah, it's on my little grill in the back, or you know, my big rig that I have. And it puts a smile on my face. It's a lot of hard work. It's always hard work, but it's fun. And everybody that's listening, or you know, we're talking to, they enjoy it, and that's what it's about. So
I love it.
Lily said she loves it too.
She loves it. That's right.
I tell you what we're planning on doing here before long, and Shane was involved last year, and maybe I can get Cody lined up to come down to Memphis too. But I'm ready. You know, there were several guys expressed how they really wanted to go next time, and we're going to talk about it a month or two and try to plan it out and get we're going to get a crawl together for Memphis. We're going to go to Memphis and just hit several joints and
barbecue and have a good time and some fellowship, and I'm telling you, it's a blast.
Oh, yes.
Me and
crawl.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to do a crawl. I want to, you know, hit several spots. And just, I think we've got several people that would enjoy doing that. And I know Blake Moody would love it if he could come to Memphis, Tennessee and go on a barbecue crawl. And we just hit all these joints and eat a little here, eat a little there, and just have a big time. Now, these guys in the chat room, they want us to come up north, have a crawl up north. Tell us, teach us where to go. Now, I'm telling you, I'm ready to go and eat.
You find your dignitaries, and there are definitely places. I mean, there are some that are nice, and there's some that are, I mean, wet neighborhood. Am I
right,
gonna get shot? You know, but
well,
you know,
I hear you. You're right.
It's a great thing. Everybody's always friendly, and like I said, there's hole in the walls, and there's, you know, upscale. But yeah, y'all want to put one together? I think between me and Shane, we can give you a good crawl. Get some areas together, and we'll do it.
We might even shoot a little video and inside, outside, you know, and try to put it all together and just have a little crawl, a little fellowship, and have a good time, you know, because, I mean, it's just not all. We do more than just barbecue compete, more than competition. You know, there's a lot of fellowship involved. And
we'll talk about it. I'm going to get Shane on the ring. There was a new guy. Well, I don't want to say new. He's been around, opened up a restaurant, and it's really a cinder block building. It's in a nice neighborhood, but it's called Elwood Shack. And it's not, he doesn't serve, like, ribs. I think he does shoulder, you know, pulled pork sandwiches, that sort of thing. But he runs a really impressive rig. He has this, it's a sandwich. It's a, it's almost a breakfast thing. It's a smoked salmon on a bagel with capers and, like, this egg salad across it.
Right.
But it's all barbecue. You know, it's just
that
different, but it's fabulous because, you know, he's in this little place and it's close to a hardware store and cars just line up. You know, you can't even get parking around it, and it's just a small thing. And it's, when you see it, you know, he's the real deal. If you can't get parking, you know,
that's the old school. That's real world old school. And you won't meet a stranger in that joint either. You know, you can go in there and you won't meet a stranger. And before you leave, you'll know everybody that's there. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
That's the way to roll. Whether it's Memphis, Tennessee, or Dallas, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. Wherever we go, and we go to a barbecue joint, we get in there and we start talking, we're not going to meet a stranger. And you know that's a good place to be.
And that's going to be the fun time. Talk to us. We'll get that crawl together.
All right. We'll just put a bug in Shane's ear. We'll make it happen. And we're gonna get a crew. I don't know. We might have to have a van. we might have to have a couple vans. But we'll go and have a big time. It'll be
Hey, it's going to be a short bus with this crew, Chris Chadwick.
There you go.
there's tour buses in this town, I promise you.
Yeah. We could even go to the casino and get one of their buses. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. We got ways around here. Let us know.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Just remember, we're going to make it happen. Sooner the better.
Yes. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Cool. Well, you never know what we're going to do, what we're going to talk about right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. We are always letting the smoke roll and talking barbecue. It does not matter if it is in this state, your state, or another state. We talk barbecue, and that's something we all can relate to. Number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. Let's see, go back to the studio board. You know, we just have a lot of fun. We got a lot of guys in the chat room tonight. We got to give them all a big old shout-out. Welcome to the chat room, guys. We're glad y'all in there. I'm doing my best to kind of monitor it up, and if you've got something, 60 people, how many butts do you think? All I know is you will lose at least one. Okay, Byron in the chat room, 60 people. He's got how many pork butts will it take? Depending on the size of the pork butt. What do you guys say? A pork butt is going to give you what? A 10-pound butt? What's an 8-pound butt is going to give you roughly, what, 6 pounds of meat? 30 pounds uncooked. Well, that's about right, you know. Two sandwiches to a pound, that's 8 ounces per serving. That's a pretty hefty serving. Uncooked is going to kick it down to about 6. So that's right on. Well, we have 10-pound averages. We don't get them down here. We always get maybe an 8-pound and a 6-pound. Have y'all ever noticed how they've been packaging pork butts? Anybody have anything to say about that? Have you noticed you get one nice butt and then you get a half a butt? And a lot of these cryovac butts, you know, when you order a case. Y'all ever experienced that?
Yeah, you get like a 12 and an 8.
Yeah. Yeah, or less than that. It's around here we've had some bad stuff. It's starting to get a little better, I guess, wintertime, not as many, I don't know, I don't want to say not as much being sold out or what, but there for a while we had some bad, I mean, it's you just couldn't get, you buy two butts, one was to compete with and the other one was to grind up for sausage. And, it's amazing, you know, how the times have changed, you know, the times, the seasons change, and how the pork comes out and how it's actually retailed out in the market, how we get them. So, guys, what else is going on? Have you got anything you want to add to the conversation or go in with a new aspect? I'm doing some prime ribs for Christmas. And I'm doing some briskets. Yes, I said briskets. You know, barbecue is not brisket in Tennessee. But I'm going to do some briskets for Christmas and some prime ribs. And I've got some 10-11-pound loins is what I'm going to be working with as far as prime rib goes. And I'm excited to get into them and really do some chefy work to those and get them really right. Can't wait to light that pit up Monday and get those prime ribs on, get the briskets on. What's your experience cooking prime rib? What have you got to input on that? Adam, Blake, anything?
Well, what kind of rub are you looking for? What are you thinking?
Well, As far as prime rib goes, I'm gonna rub it down with a savory, more in the fashion of a Montreal steak rub. It's gonna be a coarse onion, garlic, olive oil, possibly some rosemary, some crushed black pepper, and some coarse kosher salt. Put a real heavy crust on the exterior of that. And I will inject a good salty beef solution into that rib loin. Ooh. And what I'm planning on doing is open pit cook probably depending on temperature and how the pit's running and how they're actually looking. You know, because I can't say I'm gonna cook them X amount of time. I just really wait to see what I've got. And I'm going to smoke them out with a little hotter heat. I'm not going to slow smoke them. Probably a 275, 3, possibly a 3 1/4 kind of temp.
Yep.
And I'm going to actually pull them and pan them with a little au jus in the bottom and finish them out. I don't think I'm going to cover them.
and I'm going to pull them about 130. That's a good medium rare, and by the time you pull them and cover them, they're going to increase, what do you think, 5 degrees? 5 to 7 degrees, possibly, when they come out and pull and start cooling, pull some of that jus back into them. So that's really, in a nutshell, how I'm going to do what I'm planning on doing to my prime ribs. I know I've got three, if not six, to do. So, and basically, I'm going to do the briskets the same way, which I'll cook in a little hotter temp.
Those prime ribs. I saw that pic on Facebook, man. That's a beautiful cut, man. It's kind of like
those were good looking. Those were good looking loins. They really were. They're really good. They're not really. Which I like a beef fat, especially ribeye fat. And but now the prime rib, I will trim a lot of that off. I won't leave much of that on there. I'll trim that down. It's going to be a more leaner piece, and I really enjoy, you know, cooking that type of dish also. So that's I'm going to trim them up, and the briskets, on the other hand, I'm going to cook them more of a beef steak flavor also, and I won't separate them. I'm just going to trim that larger fat cap off, and, you know, naturally I'll cook them to about 200 degrees, and they're done. Any input at all, and that's cool, because that's just how we do. Just really, really have a big time cooking, especially, you know, when you cook out of your element a little bit, you even enjoy it that much more, I think.
Well, that prime rib, man, that is such a beautiful cut of meat that you kind of just stay out of your own way. You know, you can salt and pepper that thing, and it'll still be lovely as long as you keep that, like you said, pull that internal temperature where you want it. You don't have to, you know, slow smoke it, you know, like we do these old butts or whatever, but you said that Montreal steak seasoning. Man, that is one of the best, just off the shelf. You heavily coat that thing, and it's fine. But that's a cut that, as expensive and as nice as it is, man, it's a pretty forgiving cut. Just watch that internal temperature, and like you said, because you can always throw it back on, but. Like you said, $130
can't take away. That's right.
Yeah, because it's gonna go, you know, five more. It may, you know, if you pull it off a screaming grill and wrap it straight up, it may go 10. But yeah, you definitely want it to have time to redistribute. But it's a beautiful cut. Just keep it simple. That's just stay out of your own way. I think it's a beauty anyway.
It. You're right. That's it. Well, I'm gonna have my pit full of briskets and ribeyes, prime ribs actually, and that's all. I'm probably gonna cook for Christmas. All beef. I'm not gonna do any pork much. I might have a turkey or two to put on my smaller pit, and we'll just have a beefy Christmas. Huh? That's what I'm ready for. Can't wait.
Heck yeah. Man, I had my nanny call me yesterday. It was a great honor. She asked me if I cook a couple briskets for Christmas.
Well, there you go.
And
I'm telling you.
I was like, man, that means I'm finally getting somewhere with this barbecue. You know, it's making this way into the family traditions, you know?
You got it. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that at all. That's what it takes sometimes to do that. But once you get involved, I've got a lot of people here in town that I actually cook for now. I cook a lot more than I used to for people, and they know when I cook it. You know, I see them, whether it's Walmart or the grocery store or the post office or at church. It does not matter. They talking about what I cooked them last and how they enjoyed it, what they, how, you know, I'm not bragging, but how good it was, or how, you know, they just tell you all this stuff, and, you know, it makes you feel like you've accomplished something, and we all want to be, feel some accomplishment. You know what? We're all wanting a thank you, job well done. You know, everybody appreciates that. So let me ask you something, Blake. Tell me about what did you think about the Pitmaster video?
I thought it was fun as hell, man. I liked him right off the jump. He said something about, like, I wrote some stuff, and then he crumpled it up and threw it aside. That wouldn't work anyway. We're not actors, you know. When even these newscasters, you see them sitting there reading, man, they look dumb as shit. You know what I mean? You know they're reading, and it don't look natural.
Right.
And, shit, the Chris Chadwick show, you shoot from the cuff anyway. You know?
You got it, son.
It wouldn't be Chris Chadwick if it was, you know, all door boards and, you know, plots and all that. Just, I liked it, man.
Yeah, no,
I liked it a lot.
No, it was lights, camera, and me, and Presley. That was it, son, I'm telling you.
And, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. You get in front of a camera and let somebody shoot you, you talk into that camera and have fun and let it go, and you try to think and not mess up, not, you know, not really mess up, and you talk for 3 minutes and see how hard that is. I'm telling you.
Oh, hell yeah. See, you, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a clip from one and a clip from another and a clip from another, so that was a straight through roll. And, Well, we had fun. We did. Me and my daughter. She said, "Dad, I really enjoyed that." And so, you know, we had a good time. We enjoyed each other, and we made it. And I was going to actually add a second part to the video. And walk around the pit to show them the pit. You know, because I hadn't submitted this video yet. And
right.
And I don't even think I'm going to do that. You know, if you have to tell them and show them everything, I'm just thinking this is the way I'm going to go. And my daughter did a good job shooting. I think she did a real good job holding that camera. It was a brand new camera, and we was, in a small area and trying to get it all done. And it worked real well, I think. So we're just going to roll with it like that. We're going to go hog wild, hog county style, right there, that way, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, Presley did a good job. You started in the one room. You know,
yep.
It looked like a room full of trophies. And then you went
that's
into the next
my,
room, and it looked like a room full of trophies, too.
Well, you know, we love to go, and we love to cook, and let's have a good time. We're proud of it, and yeah, that was two rooms, and it was a little waiting room at my shop and my office right there, and I keep all my stuff right there. So that's just what we do, and we have a good time, and I'm proud. I'm a proud barbecue supporter, and that's just how I do it. But we did good. You know, I just went and looked on YouTube. Our videos done had 204 views. I don't know who's watching, and it kind of makes me scared.
Hell yeah. We had that dude, that Brian Smalls.
Yeah, yeah, had Brian.
That was his name. Yeah, you heard
uh-huh.
him, man. He just turned it on and show a little personality. There ain't got to be no, fireworks or explosions or... You know, comedy scare
yeah.
routine. Just like, I mean, you saw the hardware in the back. You know, it's like, yeah, he's won some shit. Yeah, he's got some personality. You know, like,
well,
I thought it was good.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking. I hope it works. You know, because everybody, I want to be on Bitmasters like anybody else at barbecues. You know, you feel that's an accomplishment, and we're all working hard to do it. But it's going to be fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. period. I just wouldn't even think about doing it if it wasn't fun. Because if you're not having fun barbecuing, if you're not having fun on this show, if you're not having fun going and competing, then there's no need doing it.
Shit, hell yeah. Big ol' hell yeah. Shoot, that's like this past 2013 you know, competition recap. Shit,
uh-huh.
Man, I signed up for these contests. I just figured out who was going to be there first just so I can go hang out with them, you know?
Right, yeah.
We turned into some good food, some other contests. We turned into some dog shit. But, hell, I just went to hang out with my buddies because that's, you know, they're all going to be in one place. So, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I know, it is. It really is. It really is. And that's what we're, that's what it's all about. Having fun, getting to see people, getting to, you know, it's just, that's what's fun, and that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to submit this video after the show this evening, and, shoot, it's 7:53. I had no idea it was that late. We just get on here and talk barbecue and have a conversation about this, have a conversation about that, and, I mean, man, that's 2 hours, and it's crazy. We don't even get to, I know all these people aren't in this chat room. Can you kick in the chat room, Blake? Can you go in there?
Let me see if my...
Are you where you can?
Let's see if my beautiful bride is holding on to that computer.
It's blown up. I mean, there's all types of people. Welcome, guys, to the chat room. I don't know if it's some hacker's thing happened, but, man, it's blown up.
You hear my little girl?
You know, they got some phantom guests in there watching, man. It's full.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's crazy. You know, sometimes it's...
Hey, where's that computer at?
Sorry, man. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Oh, my old mom and child. They're just having a good old time.
She whooped you. You better be nice.
Like I said, I finally got a night off, so, whew.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm not saying, I'm not directing any of that towards a man. I'm not going to no doghouse.
Nah, man, that's shit. Doghouse, you talk about last 15 days. I watched that baby last 10 days, man. You know what I mean? I ain't bitching about washing her. I'm just talking about shit was free, you know?
But, yeah, we just have a great time. Barbecue's a great time. I love for people to be, you know, to participate in the show. I want them to have a great time here. And that's what it's all about. Very simple. You know, if you got two friends you think you can invite, get them to participate, be involved, invite them, get them in. You know, the more ever two gets two more, gets two more, gets two more, you know, we'll wind up having huge numbers all the time, and that's just what it's all about, trying to participate and promote barbecue. And I just welcome everybody in here. Are you in the chat room now, Blake?
Man, I just got in here. I didn't know these motherfuckers.
Well, I'm telling you, we got several people in here, a lot of guests. We're glad to have them. I don't know where they've come from, but we are glad to have them. Welcome, guest, and guys, if you got something going on and you want to post it in the chat room, have at it. That's what it's all about, and I'm proud to see them. Like I say, I don't know if they're ghost or real, but we'll roll with it like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
so anything, are you ready
for house, brother?
I'm telling you. Are you ready for Christmas? You know, we're healthy. We have everything we need. We don't have any wants, and I'm thankful for that. We don't have any extra, but we don't have any wants or need, you know, any needs. So
yeah.
I'm thankful for that. All my family and my daughters are healthy, and my family's healthy, and we're wealthy in that aspect. So I truly wish everybody a very Merry Christmas from me to you and to all your family extended wherever they may be. If you're traveling, be very safe. We just wish you all the very best. Because next Wednesday will be Christmas Day.
And I don't know yet if I'm going to have a show that evening or not. It just depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing, and if my wife and daughter, if they don't mind. You know, I might do a little short show, just a little Merry Christmas show. Everybody can call in, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I think that would be really interesting. Whether it's Merry Christmas from Florida, Merry Christmas from Texas, Merry Christmas from Virginia, wherever, Illinois, Chicago, wherever. We're going to try to do that next week, maybe. I'll post it. And you know what, Blake, have you noticed, look at the group, the radio show group. It keeps growing, and I'm thankful for that. Got a lot of great people in that group, and I'm proud to have them. And we'll just keep growing it and making it happen and keep supporting.
No, absolutely, man. I saw that Facebook group. That's some good folks.
Well, it is, and you know that, you know, you post anything you want to in there. We just keep it on here. I've got one caller left to cue in. We've got about a minute left. I'm gonna cue them in and welcome them.
Hello.
Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, I just want to say Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to the Chan, too. And
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Yeah, and another thing, what I do for my downtime when I'm not listening to your fantastic show, by the way, I have a 2-liter bottle, and what I do is I fill my 2-liter bottle with semen, and I have about 6 liters now. Yeah, and it's a pretty good hobby when you're not listening to you.
Man, how 12-year-old get this number?
Yeah, I'm telling you, but you know what? It's time. You're going to get some of that sometimes. And that's the first one. I'm glad he can fill his 2-liter bottle full. He's a good man. I'm telling you, proud for you, brother.
I don't know what he's saving it for.
I don't know either. That might be a bank around there or something. He might be able to cash that in. Who knows?
Yeah, he makes money off that and quit fooling around with
it. Yeah, he can.
I feel you on the Christmas thing, man. It's a week away, you know. Shit, we got a crank caller calling in, just starting off with Merry Christmas. So everybody feel the spirit.
Well, that's what? We need some of that, too. We've got another caller, 514 number. Let me cue them in real quick and see if we can get them in. And caller 514, let's see. I don't know if it's going to let me cue it in or not. There we go. Let's see who this is.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hey, caller 514.
Hey, guys, how's
welcome.
It going? Hello? Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
I'm calling from Canada, if you can believe that or not. I'm calling from a province, the province of Quebec. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. We have a lot of French people live here, but I was actually calling to let your listeners know there's actually something crazy going on right here in Canada, guys, and I don't really know where else to call and say this to, because honestly, in Canada, we've had an emergence of some sort of new political force here. Recently, we've elected a new prime minister. His name is Stephen Harper, and he's from the new Conservative Party of Canada, which has begun to form its own militia, actually, and they call themselves the Blue Shirts, and they actually rally every now and again. It's really quite an interesting development here in Canada. And just wondering what you guys thought about that. What you guys thought we should do here? Because I'm not a Blue Shirt myself, and I sympathize with some of their grievances against our Senate system and against some of our corrupt politicians. However, I think that their answers to things are a bit too extreme. And I was wondering if maybe, I know in the States you guys have had a lot of issues with Occupy Wall Street and the Tea Party, and I heard a lot of those Occupy Wall Street guys were pretty violent towards police officers. And these Blue Shirts are extremely violent towards our police officers, so I'm wondering if maybe the solution is to do something like the UK has and install some CCTV and monitor what these Blue Shirts are doing to make sure that they're not going to go and terrorize our citizens anymore. because it's a weird development. You never think you'd see this in Canada, you know. It's a pretty peaceful little place. We got beavers here, we got maple syrup, and we got hockey and all that. But George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre is a great guy. I've actually met him a couple times. I met him a couple of months ago before his last fight, and he was such a humble guy, such a nice guy. He shook my hand, everything. We talked about MMA for a bit. I'm a bit of an MMA junkie myself, but obviously, being born here in Canada, hockey is always number one.
Well, that's MMA. It's just on ice.
Yeah, MMA is a it's a pretty fun sport, man. Like, I'm pretty excited for the upcoming fight with Hendricks. I think that he's gonna win pretty single-handedly. But that's aside from the point. Actually, what's interesting here in Quebec, speaking of George St. Pierre, because he's from Quebec as I am as well, right?
Yeah, he just retired. You realize that, right?
Yeah, he did retire. But I mean, the guy did get beat against Hendricks, so I'm not surprised. And it's good for him to retire before he got a lot of serious concussion issues, like a lot of professional sports players have been having recently. And I just want to say, like, here in Quebec, it's actually interesting. You reminded me of something because we actually have a separatist party here. Do you guys know that?
No, we're not.
We
have
this is a barbecue show, man. We try to ignore
politics. It's kind of connected because
they're pretty crappy here in America too.
Sorry?
I said we try to ignore politics because they're pretty crappy in America here too. We just shooting the breeze about some barbecue. So
I tell you what. It's very interesting to hear some of this stuff sometimes. You know, I just don't know where it comes from. You know, he's got the blue shirt, so we always had the skins. I mean, he's either shirt or skins, one of the two.
I always taught to be polite to people, Chris, you know. Kind word turns away anger, but when they're on some bull crap on the Chris Chadwick show is, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, he was very informative. He was, and our seaman and our seaman salesman here, he's still on hold, so he's still with us.
I had better shit to do when I was their age than call a, you know, and
but,
talk
you
about
know,
2-liter bottles full of blue shirts. I mean, come on now.
Well. You know what? If they have fun doing it, I wish they could fix my slow computer while they were at it. You know, I mean, if they want to help out, let them help out. Fix my computer, get the bugs out of it, you know. But I tell you what, Blake, we have had a good show tonight, and that was entertaining. I don't mind it. They don't bother me. I mean, I could say worse than they ever thought about. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, so it's all in fun, and I'm glad they called. It definitely breaks it up sometimes, but we do have a great time here, and everybody's welcome regardless what they want to talk about for at least a minute or two. So, but I do wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit before the Christmas gets here, and hope you have a great weekend. Be safe, you and your family, and wish you y'all a very Merry Christmas. And thank you again for calling in, and I appreciate you being a good friend and a supporter. So anything I can do ever, feel free. If you want to give everybody a shout-out before we shut her down, please feel free to, Blake.
Yeah, man, shoot. Just shout-out to my boy Gary Park. Pretty soon we'll be making him a Pitmaster video. Good friend of mine, very deserving. You know, humble dude, runs a outstanding barbecue restaurant out here in Middleburg. Shout out to him, man. This barbecue thing is a family, you know, you included.
Yep.
And man, we're just blessed more than I could ever dream of. You know, we got our health and a family, and you know, God bless you and your family, brother. Just keep letting that smoke roll.
Well, appreciate it, Blake. As always, always a pleasure to talk with you, especially here on the show. And Y'all be safe and have a Merry Christmas.
All right, Bob. You too.
All right. Good night. Well, guys, this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We've had some interesting callers tonight. We've had a lot of things going on. We've had some interesting people call. Eric Burkhart, remember, he's running for KTBS Board of Directors. We want to thank everybody that's called in, everybody that's listened in, all my guys in the chat room tonight. Appreciate y'all there. We just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. This is Chris Chadwick for Team Hall County Cookers and Barbecue Superstars. Feel free to look us up on Facebook. That's Chris Chadwick, or Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. Feel free to join our radio show group. That's Let the Smoke Roll, Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke. That is our group. Join the group, guys. Get in there and get involved. Invite your friends. About two at a time. Get them in here. Get them involved in the show. We'd love to have you on. Always some good things going on. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night, Friday night, Sunday night. I will be helping Lance Moore out on West Texas Pitmaster Show. But until we talk again, remember to always kick them tires before you light the fire. And once you light the fire, let the smoke roll, baby, and y'all have a great night and Merry Christmas.